You're listening to The Word from Westwood, a series of podcasts featuring sermons preached at Westwood United Methodist Church in Los Angeles, California.
By a quick show of hands, how many of you had a mother? That accounts for most of you. Some of you may have hatched, and that's fine. We are open and welcoming to all here. When Youth Sunday on the calendar as it lined up was going to fall on Mother's Day, I have been thinking, and I've come up with a number of different plans over the past 2 months of where I wanted to go with this little homily. And it was really striking to me as we picked out scriptures that in both the Hebrew Testament, as we read in the Psalms, and in the Christian Testament, as we read in Jesus' parable, that even amidst this ancient society, which was so notable for being male-dominated and harsh, that through the cracks comes this beautiful picture of the divine. And that in Psalm 91, the psalmist compares God to a mother hen who takes us as her hatchlings, her chicklings, and hides under the wings. And it's a beautiful, beautiful picture of the mother hen watching over us. In the midst of all the battles that it talks about, and arrows flying, and attacks at night, and this kind of barbaric situation where life is so harsh, through that pokes this beautiful picture of the divine as a mother hen. And then to imagine Jesus in his day and time having the guts, really, and the prophetic imagination to compare God to a woman looking for a coin. If you want to know what God is like, this is what God is like. Desperate to find the things that are of value. And if a coin is worth that much, how much more are you? In fact, in the beginning, God created them male and female in God's image. And there's something really amazing that we get to celebrate and reflect on days like this, that the divine encompasses so many pictures of beauty, and that we see reflected this divine love in so many ways, like the angles of a diamond and the light comes through, and we see in all of these different word pictures something about God and God's deep love of us, the divine parent caring for us as the children. We are the children of God, and in that we are beloved. We are a beloved community, for God loves us all. You have never met somebody who God doesn't love. It's an amazing thing to be able to take out into the world. We take out the good news that God loves everyone. We've been made ambassadors of this good news. And it's such a privilege to be not only adopted into God's family, but then given part of the family business, which is to spread the word that God is love and that God loves each one of us. It's interesting, though, on days like this. Many of you know I lost my mom a year and a half ago, so Mother's Day is not quite what it used to be. I have two sisters, neither of which is a mother. My wife and I do not have kids, so for my family, Mother's Day is now not the presence, the overflowing celebration that it was. It is very much kind of a day of reflection. And in the midst of that celebration, today we come and it's Youth Sunday, and I have three graduating seniors, these three lovely young women who I will miss tremendously next year, who have played an important role in my 5 years here. I have loved my Sunday activities with them, our youth group outings, and the summer trip, the Sierra Service Project, which, if I haven't mentioned, we're having a bake sale afterwards to raise money for. Please give generously. And so when I go on these summer trips with my sisters, I get to know them in such a different way and joking, and they're all so creative and so quick-witted, and we play word games, and I act stupid about famous books that they've read, and they are horrified thinking that I actually haven't read these books, so they explain them to me in detail and then are not too pleased that I just wasted their time because I was just goofing around. But there's something in those moments where everyone with their different personalities and all of us with the different stories that we have walked and all the gifts and talents that we bring to the table, where we show each other not just our humanity, but we reflect something about the divine. And so on Mother's Day, we as the church actually have this amazing privilege, which is we don't have to get sucked into the Hallmark pro or con debate. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? We are not limited by either or options. And this is actually a great day to practice, because I'm not sure if you're aware that there is an election coming up soon in this country, and we will be provided with what seems like an either or, some say the lesser of two evils, options. We are constantly presented with either or options. But you and I as the church are not limited. Kids these days. That was kids and their technology. You and I are not limited by these either or options. And so when it comes up and we say, oh, what do we do with Mother's Day? Right? Do we say that? But not everybody is a mother, and not everybody has a great relationship with their mother. And so how do we do that? But here's the thing. As the church, you and I get to be creative. And so we get to start to weave a web of relationship that says no one is here alone. There isn't a single person here who can walk this Christian life alone. We're not islands unto ourselves. And as I always like to point out, even the Lone Ranger had Tonto. None of us can do it alone. We need each other. And so as an experiment 2 weeks ago, I started to write down, starting with Maggie and Emily and Ashley, I started to write down the women in my life that I am grateful for who have helped me experience not just humanity, but to see the divine, to see the beauty of the divine. And so I started with these three. And then, of course, I had to write down all the women in this church who have been so influential and helped to raise them in the faith. And so I wrote down Rachel, who helped with the confirmation, for Stephanie, who helped with youth group for so long, for Macy. I started writing, and the list started to grow. And then I started listing Pat, who takes pictures. And one of those pictures of the youth was used last year in the Spire. And so I'm grateful for Pat and helping us celebrate. If you've seen the pictures from a couple weeks ago that we've been using in all our publicity, that helps tell the story of what God is doing amongst us. I'm thankful for Jan and other women who write part of the liturgy and help us be formed by this experience of worshiping together. And the list got longer and longer and longer. And then I had to circle back and say, but I'm also really grateful, obviously, for Raymond and John, these three girls' fathers. And some of you are thinking, this could go on a while. But that's my point, is once you start at any point in the web, and then it starts expanding, you realize how extensive the web is. And you realize that these three young women who are graduating this year, they haven't done this all by themselves. We can be very proud of them and celebrate their accomplishment, but we were here together, walking as a family, my sisters, the daughters of this church. And that whether it's in the scriptures that we see, or in the stories that we tell, or in the way that we reflect the beauty of God, we show each other something, not just about our humanity. Because motherhood is a part of the feminine experience, but it's not the totality of it. And the feminine is a part of the human experience, but it's not the totality of it. And humanity is part of divinity, but it's not the totality of it. And in all of these things, we are knit together as a living web, together living the life of faith. This is the kingdom. As Aliade, the feminist theologian, says, you have to talk about the kingdom, because it's the kingdom, though it reflects something about what we're talking about with God's reign and rule amongst us, it's not sufficient. The kingdom is that we have been brought into God's family and we are connected to each other. It's an amazing opportunity on a day like Mother's Day, where we're having Youth Sunday, that you can start in any place. Start with your mother, start with your sister, start with your daughter, and then start constructing the web of thanks for who has helped you experience all that you've experienced in life, who's helped make you what you've become in life. And you will be surprised as you build that web, what it shows you both about being human and what you find about the divine. So in today's prayer, you may notice that when we pray what is normally the Lord's Prayer, we're going to give you the option for to use the feminine in that prayer. Some of you won't be comfortable with that, and that's fine, because it is just as accurate and inaccurate to call God Father or Mother. These are words that we use to try and express something about this God who loves us so much and has brought us into the family, so that together we can make each other stronger, cover over each other's weaknesses, we can be there for each other in times of need, and we can use our gifts and talents to the best of our ability. And together we are a picture of one branch of God's family tree. We are the family of God. We've been adopted into this family, and now we're part of the family business, which is letting the world know God loves everyone. May it be so.
Westwood United Methodist Church is located at 10497 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, between Westwood Village and Beverly Hills. Sundays are at the heart of this faith community's life, and we invite you to worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. A wide variety of opportunities for all ages are also available every week. To learn more, visit us on the web at www.westwoodumc.org or call the church office at area code 310-474-4511. I'm Janet Hoskins. Westwood United Methodist Church. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God.